And now, on with the show.
I'm saying stuff. You're just going to like start on top of me?
Just kind of bulldoze through with Craig like he fucking runs the show or something.
You ask me a question and then you're like, start.
Yeah, man, because I think that the things you say are just so entertaining and everyone wants to hear them. And you're a gem of a person and more people need to hear you.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Welcome, everybody. It's Weekend Watch. I'm Spencer. That's Keith.
Hey.
And there's David complaining yet again.
As usual, that's me.
That's you. So here I am, sitting here with my two best buds because it's Buddy Week. We're talking buddy movies today. That's our theme. So why don't we just jump right in? Anybody want to go first? David, you go first because
I didn't even make a noise, man. My first pick.
You had. I want to go first. Eyes.
Those eyes right there, I see
him. Yeah, you see him. Yeah, it's not just me. Oh, he turned the camera off, you son of a bitch.
It's too late.
All right, my first pick this week is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, 1989. Is this a perfect movie? No, the second one's the perfect movie. Bill and Ted are high school buddies starting a band. However, they are about to fail their history class, which means Ted would be sent to military school. They receive help from Rufus, a traveler from a future where their band is the foundation for a perfect society. With the use of Rufus's time machine, Bill and Ted travel to various points in history, returning with important figures to help them complete their final history presentation. This is a little baby Keanu Reeves. George Carlin, Alex Winter, but he's like not really done anything else other than Bill and Ted. But I mean, everybody knows Bill and Ted, right? This is a great movie.
I can't believe they mentioned the band twice in that little synopsis, but not the name of the band. Wild Stallions. Man, this fucking movie is so fucking great. George Carlin is amazing. Keanu Reeves is the little stoner dude is great. Alex Winter is great in this as well, but yeah, he didn't really go anywhere after this like Keanu did. Excellent Adventure is awesome. It's wacky. It's zany. The stupid time travel they do for a fucking history project is hilarious. I love these guys. Great buddy movie. Great pick.
It really is. It's a classic. I don't even know what else to say. It's a fun movie.
Have you guys seen the new one?
Not yet. I wanted to watch it, and I just have skipped over it for a while now. I need to watch it.
Spence. Yeah, same. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah, me neither. All right.
The backyard movie night thing we do then.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Right on. Anything else you want to say about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
It's on HBO Max.
On HBO Max. Check it out. Keith, you're up.
All right, I'll take it away. My first pick is another fantastic buddy movie, 2011, Bridesmaids. Fucking love this flick. Man, is this just a hilarious movie. Annie is a single woman whose own life is a mess. But when she learns that her lifelong best friend Lillian is engaged, she has no other choice but to serve as the maid of honor. Though lovelorn and almost penniless, Annie nevertheless winds her way through the strange and expensive rituals associated with her job as the bride's go-to gal. Man, this is star-studded. This is full of hilarious women. Melissa McCarthy, Wendy, McClendon Covey. I'd never had known this lady's name. I've seen her from everything since Reno 911, and she's hilarious.
Fantastic.
And I'm just now learning her name. Ellie Kemper, Rose Byrne, Maya Rudolph, obviously, Kristen Wiig. These women are fucking great. This movie's great. I don't know what else to say about it. Go watch it because it is freaking hilarious. You guys have seen this, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, multiple times. Can we just talk about Chris O'Dowd for a second?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, you want to talk about the man in the women's movie?
Yeah, We just talked about all the women.
Of course you do.
I love him.
I love him too. And I was so excited when I first saw him in this because this was like at the height of my obsession with the IT Crowd.
Right.
And he's just an awesome, fun, sweet little guy in this movie.
He is.
Does this movie even bother trying to pass the Bechdel test?
Oh, man. There's a whole podcast all about the Bechdel test where they like talk about one movie each week. It's really fun.
I'm sure there is.
That sounds interesting.
It is.
Go watch this movie. Freaking hilarious. If you're ready for, if you're needing a laugh, this is way up there on the list. It is just 100% funny all the way through.
It's the scene on the airplane with Melissa McCarthy and the air marshal that gets me every time.
So fucking good. She puts her leg up. Oh, man. It is. She is a shining beacon of absolute hilarity throughout this entire film. Melissa McCarthy is great. I love her.
Agreed. I don't know what else to say either, but
this one's on Peacock.
Okay, good to know. It's just such a refreshing movie after an entire decade filled with buddy movies by Judd Apatow and kind of like the buddy gross out comedies.
Yeah, this is produced by
Knocked Up and I Love You Man and all these movies, which were fun. They were great movies, but it was nice to see a different perspective.
I agree. This was also produced by Judd Apatow, by the way.
It was, yeah, that's right. It was nice to get that different,
much different vibe.
Different perspective. A feminist version of those movies,
and it worked so well. It was great. Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph together is just fucking perfect.
So speaking of Kristen Wiig and et al.
And company,
my first pick of the week is, Barb and Star visit, or surprise. Oh man, I fucked it up already.
Yeah.
It's a long title.
Screwed that pooch hard.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Where's my synopsis? Take a trip and break out of your shell with Barb and Star from the gals who brought you Bridesmaids. That's where I was going with this. That's why I picked this one to talk about first.
Thanks, dude.
comes Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Lifelong friends Barb and Star embark on the adventure of a lifetime when they decide to leave their small Midwestern town for the first time ever. What a terrible synopsis.
Yeah.
This movie, okay, so this was one of those movies that I saw a trailer for like February of 2020, right before the pandemic and movie theaters shut down and all of a sudden everything was postponed. And I forgot about it for a year at least.
Yeah.
And I had seen the trailer and said, oh, Kristen Wiig's making a movie. Great. That's fun. I'll probably see it at some point. I wasn't excited about it. The plot it didn't give away much plot. And then I watched it when it came out on Hulu. That's where it's streaming. And it was completely different from what I expected it to be. It's almost a parody.
It's almost like cartoony in its execution.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a old school Adam Sandler movie with female lead instead of Adam Sandler lead. Like it's got some of that like weird magical whimsy to it,
Yeah.
Where like David said, cartoony is a very cartoony. Good way to
move. It's farcical. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's very
brightly colored.
Very vividly. Yeah. It's a beautiful movie. Like the color palette is awesome. And it's just It does, like I said, there's some fourth wall breaking. It's the most ridiculous movie I've seen Kristen Wiig do in a long time.
Seriously, it's dumb. It's straight up so dumb.
But man, it's fun. And it's written and co-starring Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamolo, who both wrote Bridesmaids. Damon Wayans Jr. is in it. Wendy McClendon Covey is in it. The whole cast is just a ton of fun. A few different SNL alums. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say. It's just
the talking club. I love the talking club. I love the club scene with the hotel manager that just, oh man, there's so many like great little snippets of this movie that are, they had me dying. It was really weird. It was really dumb and it was fucking great.
The cameo by Richard Cheese was nice.
Yeah. Tommy Bahama.
Who was that who played Tommy Bahama?
I don't know,
I can't remember his name. I know I've seen him elsewhere, but now I can't remember. I couldn't figure out who it was.
I cannot find him on the cast list fast enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me either. That's all right. It's like I said, it's a ridiculous movie. The premise goes off the rails almost immediately, and you don't know where it's going next. And it does feel like a live action cartoon.
Andy for Garcia.
An hour and a half. Andy Garcia. Good call. Cameo by Andy Garcia as Tommy Bahama.
Fucking awesome.
So check it out if you haven't seen it. It's fantastic. It's got an 80% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good. Audience score is a bit lower. Yeah.
Surprising to me.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that's about dumb shit, and it's really smart. It's really well written.
Yeah.
So check it out. It's on Hulu. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. David, tell us about your second pick. I bet we will never see it coming.
Is Biodome. me have to fuck with you. No, my second pick this week is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Whoa.
Amiable slackers Bill and Ted are once again roped into a fantastical adventure when Deinomolos, a villain from the future, sends evil robotic duplicates of the two lads to terminate and replace them. The robot doubles actually succeed in killing Bill and Ted, but the two are determined to escape the afterlife, challenging the Grim Reaper to a series of games in order to return to the land of the living. And not just the Grim Reaper, they go up against the devil himself. No wonder why these two dudes are the founding philosophers of this future utopian society that's being threatened by this day. No molos.
Be excellent to each other. this movie's fucking great. I don't get how the ratings are so much worse than the first one, because this is the better flick. I've always known Bogus Journey was the better flick, but I don't get why these ratings are so much lower.
They got a big production value increase between the two movies. So there's a lot more very colorful foam in the second one. I mean, these movies are a little ridiculous, but they're endearing in that way. And, you know, I really do love both of them for it.
Yeah.
Very iconic. It's tough to name a more iconic buddy movie pair.
Yeah,
it's right there in the
in the title. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Bill and Ted, excellent Bill adventure and Bogus Journey.
Barb and Star. It's right there. You know.
Yeah,
it's even.
Fun facts that I'll throw in here at the end of my second recommendation. One of the co-writers of both of these movies is his name's Chris Matheson. Wrote, I think he's turned it into a couple books now. Called the first one that I've listened to on audiobook is The Story of God, a biblical comedy of love and hate. And it's this like parody story from the perspective of God as he's creating the world, creating mankind, punishing mankind, destroying mankind, creating mankind again, and so on and so forth. And it's
a fictional Douglas Adams book that would be in the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, it's got a similar sort of very tongue in cheek atmosphere to it, and it's worth a read/listen if that's up your alley.
Cool.
Anyway, so yeah, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is also on HBO. So go watch that thing.
Nice.
And you were just like, oh, here's a Bill and Ted movie. Oh, there's the other one. Done. Picked for the week.
Well, okay.
Mic drop. David's out.
Well, when we get to the poop, I will fully explain myself.
You better, because I completely disagree with you.
Oh, man, you can't disagree with me.
I do disagree with you.
I mean, it is kind of poop, but I don't know. I'm going to fight back anyway.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
All right, move on. Keith, what's your second buddy movie recommendation?
All right, second buddy movie is one of my all-time favorites. Kevin Smith, it might be my favorite Kevin Smith film, but that's a tough one to pick. is 1995's Mallrats. I absolutely love this film. I always forget, because we run in such a crowd of Kevin Smith nerds, that not a lot of people have probably seen this movie in particular as well. Like, Mallrats was like, it's within our circle, it's pretty big, but I don't think there's going to be a ton of people that have watched this all the way through. Yeah. This is just such a great Kevin Smith film. T.S. and his best friend Brody take a trip to the mall after their girlfriends break up with him. T.S.'s girlfriend Brandy is participating in a dating game show at the mall, which is the initial case of their breakup. Meanwhile, Brody's ex, Renee, has begun dating a sleazy store manager, Shannon, who's played by Ben Affleck, an angry young Ben Affleck. So good. T.S. and Brody seek out ways to ruin the game show, hunted by all the while by Brandy's father, Jared. And this is just, it's got, you know, Jay and Silent Bob in it as Kevin Smith's little offshoot characters before they got their own film.
Second ever appearance.
Yeah. Bunch of just fun characters throughout this whole thing. Kevin Smith just doing what he does best and writing dialogue. And it is fucking funny, and it makes you think, and it's just good. I really love this film. I know both of you have seen this film. Like I said, we're all kind of Kevin Smith
nerds. So many times.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for you to kind of give me a break in your listing the cast so that I could mention the Stan Lee cameo.
Right.
And it's a good cameo too.
He comes really in and gives him some pretty deep life advice.
Fucking Brody talking to Stan Lee. Like, that's just one of the greatest fictional characters that could talk to Stan Lee ever. He's such a comic nerd. I love these characters. I love the dialogue. I love the way this shit is written. There's a ton of great people in this. Jason Lee, like I said, we have a young Ben Affleck in there. Shannon Doherty. I don't know. Michael Rooker is in there as well.
Michael Rooker. I forgot that. Yep, that's Michael Rooker, isn't it?
It's Brandy's
dad.
I
always forget. Yep.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We had
Mary Poppins himself.
And he looks exactly the fucking same in 1995 as he did playing in Guardians of the Galaxy. He looks exactly.
We had a fat Ethan Suplee staring at the magic eye. Yeah,
a scooter is a sailboat, stupid head.
You know something? Easter Bunny isn't even real. I love this. I could quote this movie endlessly. Go watch it. It's on HBO. If you're looking for new buddy stuff, anything Kevin Smith is pretty buddy, but this is probably my favorite buddy flick from him is Mallrats.
And every one of his movies, you get the bonus buddies, Jay and Silent Bob.
Exactly.
Did you guys see that they are about, like, next week they start principal photography on Clerks 3?
I did see that. Yeah. Pretty excited to see what comes out of that.
It's Clerks 2 was amazing.
It was. That was that, as far as sequels go, he did a really good job, just brought it all back so well.
Fight anybody who says Clerks 2 isn't as good as Clerks 1.
I will too. I'll back you on that fight.
Clerks 2 isn't as good as Clerks 1.
Fuck you.
We're going to fight, you son fight of a me. Bitch. Fight me IRL. All right, let's move on. Let's wrap it up. I got the final pick of the week. We're going to go with, you know, I talked about earlier about Jay and Silent Bob being one of the most iconic buddies from film.
Actually, you said that about Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, is that what that's what I said? What did I say?
You Jay just said Silent Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob. I said that about whatever. It's, you know what? I'm not a professional here. We're not getting paid to do this. I'm not. I don't have time to perfect my craft.
Think about what I'm saying in the moment.
Exactly. I just talk. It's a pretty well-known thing after 50 some episodes. But I just wind up rambling until one of you stops me.
What's your movie? What is it?
It's another iconic couple of buddies, probably even more iconic than either of those two, who I don't even want to try saying right now because I'll butcher it worse probably. And it's the Blues Brothers.
Jay and Ted.
It's Bill and Silent Bob. No, it's the Blues Brothers. You guys stop cutting me off. I'm hanging by a thread here as it is. It's the Blues Brothers. After his release from prison, Jake reunites with his brother, Elwood, collectively known as the Blues Brothers, Jake's first task is to save the orphanage the brothers grew up in from closing by raising $5,000 to pay back taxes. The two are convinced they can earn the money by getting their old band back together. However, after playing several gigs and making a few enemies, including the police, the brothers face daunting odds to deliver the money on time. So this is Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi in arguably their finest role.
Oh, yeah.
It was born from a Saturday Night Live sketch. Great sketches. And it's just taken on a life of its own. The movie's fantastic. It's one of those. It's just so many cameos from famous musicians, blues musicians, Ray Charles, Cab Calloway, James Brown, Aretha Franklin,
B.B. King.
And on top of that, there's plenty of other cameos. Carrie Fisher is in it. And this was right in between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it must have been like set side by side so she could just walk over and do this quick roll real quick.
Yeah.
Schaefer was in this. Where's Paul Schaefer in this? David Letterman gets a keyboard dude.
Yeah. I don't remember where exactly his role was, but
Marco, who I can't remember who that was.
I don't remember either.
You said, so many musical, like, that dude's iconic in his own way.
Yep. It's just eminently quotable. I think we were all out hanging out the other day playing some blitzball, and I wound up quoting a line from this movie just offhand, and it's just so much. It's such a cultural touchstone that it's, again, it 40 years later, 41 years later, hopefully everybody's seen this movie, but if you haven't, you gotta go watch it. And if you have, watch it again, because there's something new every week. Every rewatch, I should say.
That car chase through the mall has been referenced so many times.
And the car chases, the way they just had vehicles to destroy, just ramping them off each other.
So many. How many cars did they destroy from in God, that movie?
And like everything about this, like you said, eminently quotable. Just
the Illinois Nazis. yeah, I don't know. It's everyone should watch it. It is one of my favorite movies of all time, and a perfect buddy movie, if you ask me.
I agree.
Hey, I wanted to push back against that. Aren't they brothers?
Well, brothers can't be buddies.
You can be buddies with my brother.
It's cheating.
How is that cheating? How is that cheating? How is that cheating?
Because shut up. That's why.
Fine. I thought you were going to go longer with that. I thought you were going to go into a David diatribe, but you didn't.
No.
Fair enough. Well, that's it. Those are all our buddy movies, including the Blues Brothers, even though they're brothers.
Where did you say that one was streaming? I didn't hear.
Because I didn't say. Okay. It's on Peacock. It's on Peacock.
Professional.
Exactly. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
It's David. David gets my goat every time, and I start forgetting things.
Don't give him your goat, dude.
One look at him, and then my blood starts
flowing. Fucking steal your goat right now with some poop. Biodome was going to be one of my original Buddy Week picks this week, and I started watching it, and I was like, ah, crap, I should have left this one on the nostalgia shelf.
No.
So
just like dive in with nothing other than that.
No. Watch Biodome.
There were all the same iconic lines were there, but I had definitely repressed the bad parts of this movie. And I mean, like, what movies containing one of the lesser Baldwins are actually good movies?
Shut up. Biodome. There's
John
one.
Carpenter's Vampires is okay.
Oh, that movie sucks ass.
Getting Sarah Marshall.
What are you talking about?
John Carpenter's Vampires is horrific. Holy shit, that movie sucks. When was the last time you watched that?
It's been quite a few years.
Movie, and it has a lesser Baldwin in it.
Which one?
Fair enough.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Can we get back to Biodome? Why don't you like Biodome?
Because Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin do the stupid buddy duo in a very not good way. Damn it. I thought I was going to have a better description for that. It's like, because they think that stupid dudes fucking stand around the house and like hit each other in the head with stuff all day.
But we have literally done that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It just didn't work for me. I was watching this, and by the point that they were like crawling into bed with the hot scientist chicks, and it's like, well, that's a little bit rapey. I was like, eh, meh.
This is the '90s, okay? Movies were more cool rapey back then.
That's true.
Nobody's saying it's okay, and, but we are saying that you can enjoy them as long as you have some cultural context.
That's true. And I was gonna, and I completely glossed over the casual homophobia of Bill and Ted in both those movies. But this had the sort of the casual sexual harassment, the casual homophobia, and it's like, yeah, and I was turned off to it this time around. I was not feeling it, so I had to make that change up in picks.
Fucking woke ass David trying to cancel Biodome.
Wokeness. Wokeness is ruining 90s
movies.
No,
and it wasn't just that, man. It was like they were not doing they were not funny. They were not selling it for me.
Nah, but the wokeness stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
So I thought they were a lot funnier when I was 13 years old. This is what I'll
give you that. I'll agree with you there. And I've watched this movie semi recently, and yeah, it's not a great movie. But I'll be damned if I didn't enjoy it. I don't know. It's dumb as fuck, but I love laughing at Pauly Shore. There's nothing like a Pauly Shore movie. Seriously. There's no other film out there quite like any Pauly Shore movie ever made.
I think we need to have a whole Pauly Shore week.
I think you're right.
I think that sounds rough. There is There's a huge disparity between the scores for this movie. It has got a 4% critic score and a 51% audience score.
God damn. Fantastic. 4%?
That's one of the lowest critic scores I've ever seen.
That is so big. And it's okay. So the critic score is only 25 reviews, and there's over 50,000 ratings for the audience. So, like, sample sizes. But, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty big discrepancy there.
Well, we're gonna have a Pauly Shore week just to,
oh god,
just because now you've made me want to go back and watch them all. Encino Man, Son-in-Law, In the Army Now.
Encino Man was streaming. I wanted to watch Encino Man this week.
Yeah, that was almost one of my buddy picks too, but it's not streaming because that is a great buddy movie.
Bro. You know what is streaming though is In the Army Now. That's a fantastic buddy movie.
Man, the all-star cast of Pauly Shore and Andy fucking Dick.
Hell yeah. And what was her name? Tank Girl. Who played Tank Girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Lori Petty.
Yep, that's the one.
Right on. So I disagree with David, and you should all go watch Biodome, because it's also got a cameo from Tenacious D. He conveniently failed to mention that.
I did.
And who are better buddies than Tenacious D? Tell me that right now.
Exactly. Nobody. Oh,
nobody's.
I was like curious about what Andy Dick's gotten up to lately, because Andy Dick's always good. If you want to feel a little bit better about yourself, Google what Andy Dick's been up to.
How many times has he relapsed since the last time you looked him up?
This is from June 30th. Andy Dick arrested in L.A. on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. Fiance talks about alleged fight in People.com. So,
well, that's a lot more sad than I wanted it to be.
like I said, man, if you want to feel a little bit better about your situation, go check on Andy Dick's every once in a while.
Fair enough. All right. Does that wrap up Buddy Week? Are we all done? I think all done. Go watch some of these movies with your buddies. And while you're doing that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, our website, 3guys1up.com, and our Patreon account. Become patrons with your buddies.
Watch these movies with Andy Dick.
Yes, watch Andy Dick movies.
No.
Yes.
Watch Andy Dick movies with Andy Dick.
With Andy Dick, yeah. And you can do cocaine off his boner.
Now come over here and let Buster do a line off your boner.
Just saying, that'll be the most tame part of the night, probably. All right. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. We've got another theme. It's sports. Good night.